Under current law, it's easier for sex offenders to be released without supervision. The change, approved by both the Senate and Assembly, will require offenders held at the state's Sandridge Secure Treatment Center to prove they don't need supervision before a judge can release them. Jill Karofsky heads the Wisconsin Office of Victim Services. She says most victims of sex predators want them locked up forever, but she says this change will make most victims feel safer.
Certainly having someone supervise a sex offender for a period of time is much better than completely discharging someone and having them be out on the street without any supervision at all.
The bill also allows a 10-day waiting period following a judge's ruling that an offender can be released before the release actually takes place. Karofsky says in the past, offenders have been able to walk out the courtroom door after a ruling, leaving no time for the victim services office to inform the offender's victims that their perpetrator is free.
That is very, very helpful, especially in these cases where there can be quite a bit of time lag between the initial offense and when the supervised release or the ultimate discharge is occurring. So at least gives us some time to track down who we need to track down to let them know what's happening.
Ensuring that more released sex offenders are supervised after release does increase public safety, but it will also cost the state more money to cover the cost of 24-hour monitoring of the activities and whereabouts of a larger number of offenders. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.